Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
1, 2, 3. It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live. It's a Hard Knicks Live.
Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry, motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
And good day to Jay, a.k.a. Blanderson Hooper.
Good day to you as well, Craig.
Where can they call us, Barry?
Oh, you know, the same place they can always call us, Craig. 516-33-MESH-1. That's 516-336-3741. Drop us a voicemail. Be part of the show.
Where's your other... don't you have a better? I thought you found a better drop for this plan.
That's right.
I know, but Barry said he hated it.
I'm like, thanks. Appreciate it.
No, we like the other. I thought we liked the other one.
Barry said he hated it.
He hates that one, too.
See what I have to deal with, Craig?
You said you hated it.
Since when does Barry's opinion matter?
All right. I'll have to find it. I don't know what I did with it, so.
All right. Well, you can always please subscribe to the one podcast that gives you what you never knew you even needed. The one, the only. Nobody like him on this planet. The murderous, not in prison. You're Murder Jim, but have you ever been in prison, Murder Jim?
Prison, no. No,
jail.
Come on, we live our lives. First of all, everybody ends up in jail sometimes, but no, not in prison and
juvie.
Nothing stuck. No, not juvie. I was a good kid.
What'd you end up in jail for? What was that for?
For a few things, nothing major that we're going to talk about right now.
All right, we'll save that for the next podcast.
Well, one of them was I lived in Florida for a few years, and I literally spent a night in jail because I was meeting my friend to get some weed, and I brought an empty bag of weed, but it wasn't completely empty. There were like a few seeds and stems in there, and I saw the cop. I got nervous, so I shoved it down my pants, and then he was like, and then he shook my balls until it fell out. And it was like, oh, we got you. And they put me in jail for it. Like,
there have to be like a certain amount of weed to get busted for it?
You would think so. But in Florida, and this was in like the 90s, and apparently not, because they put me in jail for the night.
Wow.
Maybe if you didn't shove it in your pants and make him have to shake your balls, he wouldn't have arrested you.
Yeah, that one's on me. Yeah, one's on me for sure. They did shake my ball and like,
well, welcome to the show.
I'm so excited to be here. I got to tell you guys something. Is that I'm a Knicks fan in California. Yeah. And there's a thing about being a Knicks fan anywhere, really, but particularly when you're not near your fan base, you know, and I was very desperate to talk about the Knicks. And when, you know, I was watching the national media and it's garbage. And I was trying to find somebody to talk to about the Knicks. I didn't have a buddy, like a Knicks fan who loves it like I do. Literally, a guy came up to me, and this was my one Knicks fan friend. And he came up to me and he said, wow, man, you're wearing a Knicks shirt. Is that, are you really a Knicks fan, or are you wearing that just to be ironic? And I was like, dude, no, I'm really a Knicks fan.
Is this, what friend talks like that? That's a friend?
I don't use a Knicks friend, you know what I mean? Like a sports friend. You know, I'm like a real friend. We didn't like go out to dinner together.
Are you wearing that to be ironic?
But yeah, well, it's fucking California
shit. Dig if I ever heard one.
Yeah, it was an unhappy.
I thought you were about to say, I had this one friend, he came up to me and said, you have to listen to It's a Hard Knicks Life.
No, no.
So is that where you thought he was going, Barry? No? Yeah.
Then I became desperate to hear people who love the Knicks talk about the Knicks. So I was like, oh, there's got to be a fucking Knicks podcast. So I looked and there were surprisingly few. But then I found yours and I put it on
this
was, I'm not sure. But this was a, All right. Well, here's what I remember is that there was a lot of French accents. There was a French bit, Nilakina French accent thing. Mm-hmm. And these guys suck. They sound like all my friends fucking around. But then I was like, these guys are great. They sound like all my friends fucking around. I was like, this.
Oh, wait, at first you thought we sucked.
Well, at first you thought I was like. Yeah,
for acquired taste.
It took me a minute to get. But then I was like, "This, I love." Then and now, you know, of course, you guys are my favorite. My favorite Knicks podcast. Man, you guys are the best. It's like
finally,
real.
You finally found that perfect combination of genuineness. Is that a word, Blandy?
Genuineness.
Genuity. Genuity.
No, that's definitely
genuinity.
Genuinity.
Genuineness sounds more like a word. That's definitely not a word.
That none perfect of combination like of words. Genuity, fucking crumb cakes, shit stories.
Yeah.
And what, Jim? What's the fourth?
Well, the sincerity and also the commiseration.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Team is socks. Which they don't this year, so I'm talking about some years back. And the national media is just like, even recently, did you guys notice on the TNT game, after it beat the Celtics, they did the recap of the game and they showed all the interviews of the Celtics players. Oh, I don't know what we did wrong, but I didn't see a single interview from any of the people who won the fucking game. But so I have to you gotta put up with that shit. And I was just I want to talk to people who really feel my pain, who are with me.
Yes. Well, it's going to be a fun show, guys. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from the NFL playoffs to pro and college basketball, the UFC, MMA, and more. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at Bet Online. With live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, Bet Online is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite leagues and events. Head on over to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join and get your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BLEAV to receive your rewards. BetOnline.ag, where the motherfucking game starts. I changed it up there at the end, Blandy.
Wow.
What a week. What a fucking week this week, guys. Barry, not Craig. One. But two. Well, maybe I should ask you. How many statement wins this week, Barry? How many?
Two, definitely. Definitely both were. Come on. Boom. Cleveland, not just because they possess a certain Donovan Mitchell that we don't, but because where they're at in the standings, that was a huge win. And going into, you know, a tough three-game part of the schedule we knew was coming up, starting with Cleveland. So, yeah, to get that win, boom! Statement. And then Boston, forget about it.
Who top thought dogs two in the in East? Come on. I mean, come on. We have these three games, Cleveland, Boston, and Brooklyn. Nightmare week. Right, Barry, the week before you predicted we'd win all of them.
All four games. And then going into this week, I thought we would have three L's. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Julius Randle, 37-9 versus Boston, 36-13 versus Cleveland. Jalen Brunson, a big game versus Boston. Obviously, I mean, RJ came up big in that game at the end versus Boston, but he struggled throughout the game. RJ's been taking a lot of heat on social media lately. Have you noticed that, Barry? Have you noticed that, Murder Jim? Blandy? It's a big group fucking here. I'm not used to it. I don't know who to talk to.
Roll call?
I haven't noticed.
Yeah. Well, but he is one of the few Knicks that seems to always come through in the clutch. He did against, it was against the Raptors, right? That dunk. He obviously had that three-pointer to beat Boston last season. Well, the one to tie it towards the end of overtime. And not to tie it, to go ahead. Or to tie it against Boston. I don't even remember.
Well, he does come through in the clutch, but also he's not since, I'm going to say J.R. Smith. And then I'll go back further to John Starks. Has there been a player that you where it's like, because I mean, you remember, I forget what the game was where it's like, Clyde's like, well, all you got to do is not let him get a three or foul. And then he fucking fouls the guy while he's taking a three. And you're like, we went on to win that game. But it's frustrating. He makes these errors, but then he's incredible. Then he comes through in the clutch. So I'm a big fan. I'm a full on RJ fan.
He is definitely one of the more frustrating players.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, the fundamentals are there. He gets to the rim. It seems like pretty much whenever he wants. And again, we talked about how, you know, it doesn't look easy. He works for it, but he gets there and he gets a good look at the basket all the time. The problem is, you know, his layups are less than 50%, you know, on the season, as they always are. His 3-point shooting is up and down. Fortunately, right now, I mean, he's in a really great stretch. Over the last five games, he's been 54% from three on 15 to 28 shooting. So that's coming around. Hopefully that'll continue through the rest of the season and he can kind of, you know, tick that up and get better than where he's been at the last two seasons.
Just have a little patience with Barrett. He's going to be more Weasley than a ferret.
What else can you say?
We were up big against Boston, like up 10, I think, in the fourth, blew that, went to overtime, and we couldn't seem to buy a bucket other than that Julius three. Everyone was struggling. So yeah, it was interesting to see him, who was struggling the whole game. Like, we know he's got, he feels no pressure late in games. He has no problem taking a shot if he's 0 for 40 in the game. Mm-hmm. He'll take that last shot, took it, then he sank those two free throws. Couldn't have beat Boston without him. But he makes up one of these three guys right now, Jalen, Julius, and RJ, all over 20 points per game on the year. I think I saw something, they're one of only three teams in the NBA with three 20-point scorers under the age of 30. And they're the only team that's over 500 of those three teams.
Okay.
So
take that for data.
Pretty solid young core there. Julius is averaging 27 points a game, 14 boards, 4.5 assists in January. Jalen Brunson, 28.3, 5.5, and 4.5 boards. RJ Barrett, 22 points per game in January. Blandy.
Yes.
Do we have a big three, or is that a stretch?
That's a stretch, dude. That's a stretch. And, you know, the three of them are averaging all those points. That's because you're getting shit from everybody on the bench except for Quickly. So, I mean, who else is scoring the ball? Nobody. So, yeah, no, this is not a big three. Sorry. No.
Murder.
Yeah.
Murder. Who has impressed you more this season, Julius Randle or Jalen Brunson?
Well, I got to say Randle, because Brunson, this was my expectation of him. This is what I thought he would do here. You know, and that's why I didn't get why everybody was saying, like, Brunson bad, all the negativity against him. But he was, look at the point guards we had when we were the fourth seed. And I get it, the league changes, teams get better and worse. But we had Payton and all these garbage. We had Dennis Smith Jr., you know, and that was the same season that we were the fourth seed. So I thought for sure Brunson's going to, you know, but what surprises me the most is Randle. Because he's just solid. And the way he's hitting threes lately, are you kidding me? I mean, I'm shocked. Every first quarter, he hits like five threes, it feels like.
Yeah, what Randle's been doing this season is beyond impressive, you know, from where he was last year. And compare his numbers to his All-NBA season. Right now, he's higher in points than he was that season. He's higher in rebounds than he was that season. His assists are down to four, but that's understandable, you know, with the addition of Brunson.
Yeah.
His 3-point percentage is down a little bit to 34%, but he's taken two more a game. Yet his overall field goal percentage is up. You know, he's been taking less of those twos. He's been incredible. And, you know, I think they even mentioned it to him in one of the post games about how he's dunking the ball more. And if you think he is, if you think you've noticed that, it's because he is dunking the ball more. He's already got 10 more dunks than he had that All-NBA season. And there's still like 31 games to go. He's on pace to have more dunks than he did last year. He's playing with more fun out there. We've been seeing that. And he's been keeping his head in the game.
He's not just dunking the ball, Barry. He's fucking posterizing and ferociously throwing the ball down. And it's funny you said that. He's playing with, what'd you say? He's more fun? More fun, but at the same time, he's more like vicious than I've ever seen him.
He's playing like a behemoth.
Also,
Randle on the reach around.
There's a lot of reach around going on, too.
There you go. I agree, though, Matt, guys. Julius I did expect Jalen to have a huge impact on the team. He has also been putting up huge numbers over the past couple months. But Julius, I did not think he would be returning to form from a couple years ago, and he seems to be getting better and better as the season's going on. And he's like that dunk he threw down against the Celtics with his left hand.
Vicious.
What was it, against the Wizards? The one where he basically murdered a guy, Jim. You might be excited about that.
You can relate.
Yeah. That's happened a bunch. I mean, didn't it happen twice the other night in the game? In the Celtics game, he threw down two like that, where he just basically cocked back the hammer and just
He's looking like a monster in the paint, and he's playing like he's playing like he has the strength of Charles Oakley knocking people around, but yet who can actually score, you know, has a multifaceted game.
Yeah, and one other thing I'll say about him too, even though the assist numbers are down, he's looking to pass. And we've seen that over the last couple of years that he looks to pass. But a lot of times he'll draw that double and he'll kick it out. But in the past, when he would drive to the hoop, he just sees the hoop, right? If he's determined to go to the hoop, he's going to put it up. But now he'll look to dish it off to Hartenstein. He'll look to dish it off to Sims. He'll look for a cutting Grimes. I mean, unfortunately, versus the Nets, they tried to do a lot. And they turned the ball over. They didn't connect those passes. But I liked their approach. I liked the fact that they were trying to move the ball more. I didn't think they played horrible that game, you know, or even throughout the whole game. Even when they were down by like 15 to 20 points against Brooklyn, it was just Brooklyn was hitting all those threes. But I thought they looked good out there. I liked their approach. And, you know, I'm excited to continue to watch this team down the rest of the year.
Yeah, Barry, are you looking for them to do anything at the trade deadline?
Yes, 100%.
What's your number one want?
My number one want is another scorer.
Off the bench?
Another scorer off the bench.
But who?
What's that?
Who, though? Who? I mean, who?
Well, who you know the names that are out there. OG Anunoby, you know, he's a guy. Gary Trent Jr., he's a guy. There's guys out there that can give you a little something. Sure. And obviously, we know the players that are on our bench that are doing nothing. These high, you know, not only big contracts, but guys that can contribute to a team. You know, between Fournier and Reddish, even Rose, I know he doesn't have much left in the tank, but I mean, there's got to be, you know, a suitor out there for him somewhere for something. It's just, it's doing us no good having them on the bench. And again, we're getting no output aside from IQ from our bench. It's ridiculous.
Murder Jim, so, favorite player off the bench?
Well, I mean, quickly, of course.
I'm just trying to get you to go, Obi Toppin.
Oh,
Obi Toppin.
Obi Toppin.
Live Obi Toppin.
I mean, come on.
Nice.
I don't know about. I mean, like Obi Toppin. Earlier we said that RJ can be very frustrating, but Obi Toppin, if you watch the games closely, and I know you guys do, you'll watch Obi and you'll get why Tibbs pulls him. You know, because it just does. Sometimes he just says dumb things. You know, sometimes it just like he's not. You know, but also I fantasize about a world where he can just be unleashed offensively.
Oh.
And just fucking go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's like if he was on the, you know, the Sacramento Kings in 5 years ago or whatever, you know.
You're going to be all right when Obi's traded at the deadline?
No, there's no way. Here's what I think is going to happen at the trade deadline, all right? Fucking nothing. I don't think we're making any move.
No,
but I hope that if we do make a move,
there's got to be moves.
I agree with Barry, though. I think
veterans on this team that aren't getting playing time.
Yeah, but no one wants them.
Not only that, there's guys that are getting playing time that shouldn't be getting playing time. How is Miles McBride still getting the minutes that he's getting?
I told you, Barry.
You did, and it's ridiculous. There's literally.
Who do you want to get? Who do you want to get those minutes?
Craig, there's 5 players in the entire NBA. That are scoring fewer points than Miles McBride. Only 5 for the amount of minutes that he's playing.
Is that really? Wow.
Yeah, he's averaging 3.4 points a game. For anybody that's played at least 10 games this season and has averaged at least 13 minutes, what he's averaging, there's only 5 other guys that are scoring less than he is. He's doing nothing out there.
That's 3-point percentage. That's one guy they could easily upgrade.
His 3-point percentage is shit. He's shooting 25% from 3. He's not giving you that. In his second year of college, he shot 41%. Right. He didn't bring any of that over into the NBA. You know, it's a further 3-point line, but come on.
Holy fuck. Barry is passionate about being anti-McBride.
I feel like he's our modern day, what was that, Tony Douglas. Remember Tony Douglas?
Florida State.
Yeah.
What does he get, like 9 minutes a game, Barry?
He was like a third, you know.
No, he gets over 13 minutes a game, Craig, on the season.
Is that more than Obi?
No.
I haven't checked Obi in a while, but it's like probably pretty damn close, at least as of late, for sure.
Wow.
So you think Derrick Rose should get those minutes? I mean, that's the obvious.
I would. No. I would at this point. I would insert him back in. At least he's going to give you something on offense. I know he wasn't giving us much on offense this year, but McBride is like is nothing. And this isn't high school basketball where you're going to give a guy minutes because of his hustle. That only goes so far. I mean, what are we looking at here?
Obi's at 15 minutes, by the way, 15.4.
just barely over Deuce McBride.
Wow. And
yeah, Deuce is at that's pathetic.
13.2, so 2 minutes extra.
Yeah, I mean, Deuce is not in there because somebody's injured. He's not in there because there's no other option. There's other options sitting there on the bench.
I don't know why he's in the game. I don't understand.
Neither do I.
Well, is his defense not good enough for you anymore?
No.
Or that
he's not, Craig.
He's in the game because of what you just said, and I get it if you think that's not good enough, and that's a fair argument. But for his hustle and his defense, he'll get those steals. He'll poke around, and he'll, you know.
And I mean, I think
hits an occasional three.
Tibbs, like, whenever he did this nine-man rotation, he decided that you're not playing unless you're hustling. Because we've said everyone that he plays is like that. The Cams of the world don't get to play because they're not like that. He wants guys who are going to give 100%. I think that's all he wants out there. Guys giving 100%, 100% of the time. And Deuce does that. He's a good.
Can we talk about the nine-man rotation for a minute?
For a minute, we'll give you a minute on that murder chain.
Well, because this is what we all wanted. Now. We're getting the players that we've all wanted. I'm not speaking for everyone in every Knicks fan, but we're getting the players that we wanted. We wanted to see Grimes and McBride and Jericho Sims and get all these guys and this nine-man rotation. But here's the downside of the nine-man rotation, okay? Is why most people don't – it's a playoff rotation. Most people don't play a playoff rotation during the regular season. And here's why. Is because when you get in the playoffs and there's an injury or something happens or you need to make an adjustment, you know, your guys are cold. Evan Fournier is playing nothing. And Derrick Rose is, you know, ordering a pizza. Well, I don't know what he's like. So when these people aren't, and Cam Reddish, let's not even talk about him. But I mean, these people aren't, they have no idea. They're so out of it. They're so out of the rotation. They're so out of everything that's going on in the game, the offense and the defensive strategies, that when you need to make those adjustments, when you need to pull that wild card crazy move in the playoffs, that's going to, you know, that, you know, Doc Rivers was good at it. But I mean, you know, coaches like that, they're going to
be
100%
right.
They're going to be lost.
And maybe not Evan Fournier.
The first round again.
Maybe not Evan Fournier is what I'm about to say because he's a veteran, but you're telling me that a guy like Cam Reddish isn't going to be pressing when he's out there now? The guy hasn't played in a month and a half. He gets his opportunity because somebody had like a sore knee and needs to sit out. Now is his chance. You're telling me he's not going to look for his and take advantage of that?
If Cam Reddish got into a game right now, he'd have up like seven shots in like, you know, a span of a minute or two.
Exactly.
Of course.
Murder's like, exactly right. It was a great point
that
you made about the playoffs.
But he was in the rotation too.
Well, that's true.
So what?
But I mean,
you think,
when
you
it
think
comes
Cam
to the
Reddish needs
times,
minutes,
though,
Barry?
I'm just saying, I don't like this hard set nine-man rotation for the same reasons that Murder just pointed out.
And it goes to a bigger point. And the bigger point is that adjustments. That's the biggest thing. I know everybody wants to fire Tibbs and then, you know, we love him or whatever. But the biggest problem that he has as a coach that I see is he doesn't make adjustments. Now, like, for example, when you see them triple teaming or double teaming Randall in the corner, which we see every fucking game, you know, well, let's have something in place. So, and I'm no fucking NBA coach, but so that it's a little preemptive. So we know what will happen when that is coming. Because it always comes, you know, have some play in place so that way you can, you know, so that when that happens, you've got a plan B, you got another move to make.
I think they've done a better job this year. I mean, we've seen more cutting this year from multiple players than we've seen in the last 5 years.
But you still see it, though. You still see the Randall in the fucking corner, double teamed, and the turnover.
Sometimes he waits too long. You're absolutely right. And he doesn't get rid of the rock soon enough.
Yeah. I mean,
well,
and Hero Ball, man.
I don't hate Tibbs' nine man because it's the guys I want to see play. Tibbs is stubborn,
you
know, man. He's always been stubborn. I mean,
what do you mean?
I don't.
You want to see
I'm happy with Fournier, Reddish. No, I mean, I'd rather have better players on the team, but at least they're hustling. I like the idea of playing the guys who play hard and not playing the guys who aren't. That doesn't bother me.
I'm fine with that, but what we're talking about is coming into the trade deadline, we have to upgrade the roster.
Absolutely.
And even though McBride is part of the rotation, he's an easy guy to throw into a deal. Not that he's going to get you back anything.
No,
but
and they should
bag of balls.
I mean, they could. He's not going to be in a deal, but hopefully, they do get someone that can kick him out of the rotation.
Right.
You know, hopefully, I wouldn't mind if they upgrade. I've said it last week. Upgraded the two and put Quentin back on the bench. Strengthen the bench and the starting lineup at the same time.
But I think that we can all agree there's no big move. I think strengthening the bench is the move.
Right. Right. I want a move that's going to keep them even more consistent. Look, they've been great this year. You know, as much as I'm arguing about things, it's what we do, right? We have to critique what we see.
We're hot people.
Yeah.
What?
We're hot people. We get heated over this, but in a good way. Oh, I mean, not that we're not all good looking.
We are
hot. You know, whatever.
We are hot.
This is a handsome group of fellas.
We're hot people. I never heard of, that must be a California thing.
All right, first of all, with the heated. California thing.
Hot-headed. Maybe it meant hot-headed people.
Hot. Yeah, heated. Hot-headed. All right, you guys want to hear some fucking voicemails? What do you
think? I do.
Yes, please.
Let's hear what Ralph is up to this week.
Okay.
Knicks win! Woo! Knicks win a randalicious game. Hardenstein, I fell in love with you, Hardenstein. Best game he's played in a while. Knicks win in overtime against Boston. I call this a statement game, dang it. What an awesome win.
Well, we may have lost to the Nets, but we fought hard.
What a change of the timber.
So, hats off to them, I guess, and Irving.
Fell in love with Hardenstein.
I got to clip off that Randalicious thing.
Randalicious. How can you not love Ralph? Do you not love Ralph, Murder Jim?
I love Ralph. Knicks win!
Ralph,
I picture him in like a white t-shirt with cigarette holes in it. He's holding up a beer.
Ralph used the word pussy on Twitter the other day. You saw that, right, Barry?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he used the word pussy.
In what way? I love
Twitter.
Pussy? Or
no.
It would be great if it was.
What did
he say?
He said somebody was a pussy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
Well, you know, we got a long road to hoe. We got a long way to go, man.
All right, Blandy, who do you got? Who do you got next?
Brandon.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Oh, man. Let me tell you about this game with the Celtics, man. I was just ecstatic. Such a good game. Love to see my team compete. And I was going into this week definitely thinking, God, we're going to be like 0-3. So far, we've got back to, I mean, two wins, man. Two wins. It's supposed to be a hard schedule. Not that I'm talking shit, but at the same time, super grateful for the win. Key notes that I noticed, obviously, Julius being aggressive, Julius with his dunks. I got to shout out Hartenstein. He actually played very well this evening. Hartenstein in the second quarter with a fast break pass to Obi. Obi catches it, throws it behind his back, then lays it up. I thought that was amazing. Grimes defense on Tatum. Grimes being aggressive. You got Obi with the sidestep three in the fourth. The only thing is, I got to say, is the fourth quarter, last 5 minutes of the game, we're starting to see the defense start to fall apart. Double teams on JB and Julius. A lot of ISO play. Hero ball is not going to make it work. But we played aggressive the whole game, fearless, driving in from Quick and Brunson. Shout out to Quick, mimicking a lot of what Brunson does. The bench was rocking tonight. McBride on his defensive effort. I love this team, love this win. What do you think about this win, guys? Is this a statement win, Barry, what we're looking at? Let me know. Thanks.
Look, there can't be any bigger statement. I know. Well,
Barry Coyne statement win across all of these Twitter.
No, there can't be any bigger of a statement win than beating the first place team, you know.
Statement approved.
Yeah.
Without Mitch, too, by the way. Paying pretty well.
And yeah, Brandon shouted out Hartenstein, which should be said. The past week or so, he has, you know, probably played his best stretch of basketball.
Yeah, is it just me, or there was just like a moment, passing little moments where Hartenstein was like, okay. But I mean,
he contributed 100% defensively, offensively. On the defensive end, contributed to winning.
Where I was like, well, okay. I was a little bit, you know, I was like, oh, you know, he had a little Mitch in him, little Mitch.
Big dummy, right, Barry? Every right. team's got a big dummy. Big dummy.
At least his nickname
is
in jorts.
Brandon's right, though. We are still continuing to fall apart at the end of games.
Whose nickname is jorts?
You remember jorts? Who was that?
Harrelson?
Josh Harrelson?
Josh Harrelson. Yeah, Josh Harrelson.
Jorts, because if he
wore... Did he wear jean shorts a lot?
He did, apparently.
I mean, we're not the only team blowing leads at the end of the game, though.
Every team is blowing leads is the whole thing. And first of all, can I say...
Yes, a lot of teams are blowing leads, but we really seem like we...
We kind of stifle ourselves on offense.
All right, I gotta tell you guys something about blown leads, first of all. This is going to be blasphemous, but this fucking... I love Mike Breen. We all love Mike Breen. But doesn't he almost will the leads away? Where he's like, and they cut it to 18. They were once up by 25. Now it's only 18. And then it's like, fuck. It's like, shut up, dude. You're like fucking jinxing the whole team. Of course, I love Mike Breen. Everyone loves Mike Breen, but...
He's just calling it like he is.
No, but he's too... Don't insult
the customer of Mini Olympic is, on our
and
show.
I know. He bought a bicycle there. That's amazing. But I mean, but it's like he... And I get it, he's just like too good of a comment. He's too good at it. He wants to make it dramatic for the casual fan,
get the
but...
the fuck out of here.
Don't do that during our home games, man. We don't... You know, we have to jazz the game. We're not casual fans, man. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I love.
Fly does
green,
like
course,
to
set, obviously.
like to note when people are having a big free throw streak right when they go.
He does like to
all the time, and every time he does, he's like, "Oh, I forgot about the jinx." Every
time. Yeah, I know. How did
no,
you forget?
He outright denies it. He calls out and says, "There's no such thing as a jinx."
Yeah,
he said that multiple times.
No, he does it on purpose, trying to prove it.
Yes.
Landy, who? Come on, we got
Brandon again, but it's like two
seconds.
No,
wait on that one. Wait on that
okay.
one.
Okay.
That's for later.
Abushaki?
Abushaki, yeah.
Mm.
What's up? Isam here, a.k.a. Abushaki, a.k.a. the Beast from the Middle East. Question to Barry. Yep. Is this the statement win of the season? And also, can we talk about
how many times can Barry answer this?
Dunks all season?
What was that one?
Great. That's a great question.
He wants to know about Julius Randle's dunks all season. Can we talk about them?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we did that, kind of. Sorry.
Barry, you really made an impression with that question. I mean, with that.
What, do people think that, like, I was never going to concede that there would be one? I mean, I'm a logical person.
Yes. I kind of think yes.
No, we were. You said that in the beginning, and we really did wait. Every Knick fan has been waiting for you to declare a statement win.
Dude. The Boston Celtics at the TD Garden, national game. Yes. Our two guys outplayed their two guys. Come on.
Yeah.
You don't need to explain it. You're right.
I don't have to explain.
Statement fucking win.
And yeah, and Randall, keep the dunks coming. We knew you had it in you. You got mad ups, bro. Mad ups.
I'm on Team Barry all the way with this.
Is anybody on this podcast considering buying a Julius Randle jersey before the season's over?
No.
I have one already. I was gifted one.
I have what my RJ Barrett jersey, and I'm
my
super
nephew
happy
got
with
me
it.
One.
Recently,
like 2 years ago.
Oh,
wow! That was a rough. That was during the good times or the bad times.
That was during the good times, Murder.
Okay,
that was the good year. Landy, give us some DB.
Okay.
Hey, fellas, it's DB. Hope you're all good. Amazing win against the Celtics. I'm still kind of fucking freaked out about it. We really don't appreciate the physical masterpiece that is Julius Randle. I don't think we do. We don't think we appreciate it enough. He absolutely dominated the Celtics, and he's always going to be faster or stronger than nearly everyone in the league. You know, if there's somebody that's going to be faster than him, well, he's going to be stronger. He's going to bully them. You know, if there's somebody that's stronger than him, 100% chance he's going to be faster than them. So he showed that against the Celtics. So quick question, does RJ play like he's in quicksand? What the fuck is going on?
His legs look so heavy. And then, but then all of a sudden he'll jam it on somebody and it makes absolutely no fucking sense. So I don't know. I don't know if they're filling his shoes with cement or something. Anyway, last thing. My dog is in heat, which is fucking gross. But there's something about Murder Jim's voice that is driving her nuts.
Oh.
Something about what is good.
Dogs love me.
When he goes up at height, it makes her lose her fucking shit. So, I don't know. Why is he called Murder Jim? Because he's killing it with these bitches, clearly. But respectfully, Murder Jim, please don't fuck my dog. It's a hard Nick's life.
Well, you heard him, but dogs love him.
See, this motherfucker gets me. This fucking guy gets me. I don't fuck dogs, but I fuck a lot of bitches. And also, woo, woo, cack, woo, what be topping? Woo, 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 your dog is going to shit on the floor now, you asshole. Anyway, sorry. I really don't hope that his dog shits on the floor, but I mean, come on, what am I supposed to do?
Do dogs shit on the floor when they're in heat?
I don't know what they do.
They do a lot of humping. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Wait, but this is a woman, so she's a female, so she's not humping his leg.
She's just
do bitches so not hump legs?
I guess they still do. I had a female dog growing up, and she used to hump everybody's legs. So
I remember getting my leg humped a lot by
Oreo.
What was your dog's name?
Oreo.
Oreo, she, yeah, you know.
Because of her creamy filling.
I was the cream between her legs.
Oreo. No, that's disgusting, Craig.
I literally remember that, Barry,
you remember getting your leg humped by Oreo, right?
She humped legs all the time.
Yeah, I remember sitting on the couch in your like living room. Getting my leg humped this one specific time.
Barry's got a journal underneath his mattress.
Yeah, I'm sure now you're just making shit up.
Who?
You.
No, I remember this one time where it was nonstop. Yeah.
Oh, all right, well.
It was uncomfortable.
Maybe she really liked you.
So, DB, you'll stay away from... It's your Murder Jim. You'll stay away from DB's dog.
I promise. What does your shirt say, his dog. It says, I slice like a goddamn hammer.
What does that mean?
Well, it's available at coolquimby.com. It's a quote from fucking this weird Neil Diamond thing. And there's just an audio of him like yelling and belittling somebody who fucking was inconsequential to him. And he's like, you better leave me alone, you motherfucker. I'll fucking get you. I slice like a goddamn hammer. And it was very weird and creepy and uncomfortable and disturbing. So, of course, I'm going to put on a t-shirt.
I never heard that.
Yeah,
look, Google it on YouTube or look it up on YouTube or something. Yeah, it's weird.
All right, what do we have left, Blandy?
I got this 2 second thing from Brandon.
This is Brandon after the Nets game.
Okay.
Fuck. Yeah, man. That's
I should put that along with
shit. Hell, fuck.
Yeah.
Did you feel that way after the Nets game? I didn't feel that way after the Nets game.
I just wanted to beat the goddamn Nets for once.
Yeah.
Nine in a row we've lost?
Yeah.
We got within close. It was painful. Kyrie killed us in the fourth quarter. Anytime the Knicks would get close, like Kyrie either came down into three or he drove to the hoop.
I mean,
he was great in that game. And again, I didn't think the Knicks played horribly that game. So, no, I didn't come out of that game like super depressed. No.
I wasn't depressed, but I fucking hate it. I'm fucking New Jersey bullshit Nets.
Yeah, it is a bummer that
and
we
also the
can't
national
seem to beat
games,
Brooklyn.
Man. The national games are really bummed for Reggie Miller calling one. And this who's that other fucking guy? I don't even know. I intentionally don't remember his name. Where he's like, they're hotter than fish grease. Like this
right,
fucking
yeah, Doris Burke and
Brunson's playing with his food again. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. What the fucking bullshit are you saying? Shut up.
After that game, apparently they were saying like Talking about how the Knicks could have had KD and Kyrie after that game. Did you see all those tweets? Like Stephen A. was saying that, I think.
Yeah, why motherfucking people have a hard time letting shit go, man? First of all, we should all stay away from Knicks Twitter because here's the thing. Here's my take on Knicks Twitter.
I hate Knicks Twitter lately.
Knicks Twitter, the people on Knicks Twitter need to get fucked. And I mean that quite literally. It is like the voice of the laidless, the voice of the sexless. Like fucking people. I don't trust people who don't fucking get laid. I'm sorry. I just don't. And that is the overwhelming feeling of everybody on Nick's Twitter.
Like, how often do you untie your girlfriend to have the sexy time?
I keep her tied up all the time to the radiator.
Sexy time.
I do. You know how many, bitches
Murder Jim has over there right now? Turn the camera. There were four.
Also, I just want to make sure the what's the nudity policy on this? Because just in case a naked lady walks in or something,
I was gonna say it'll be encouraged.
Not mean, dude. It's encouraged.
If you fucking stand up, Murder Jim, right now, you don't have pants on. You're off this fucking show.
You want to see your pants on right now? Actually,
oh my god, Murder Jim has fucking. Nick pajamas like an 11-year-old boy. Murder Jim.
Wait, you don't own any Nick's pajama pants, Greg?
It's a fucking Christmas gift.
I don't. I would like to. And I'm not saying this in a bad way. I don't. And I would like to.
How do you not own a pair of Nick's pajama pants? Your wife or your kids never gifted you Nick's pajama pants for a Hanukkah? It's a staple Hanukkah
gift. It's an easy gift when you're a Knicks fan. You know, you get whatever, you know.
Well, maybe if you were my secret Santa this year, Barry, you could have gotten me that.
That's true.
You and Blandy had somebody's birthday's coming up. Whole game, so. Still sour about that.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all hear that music. You know what time it is. Well, Anderson Hooper, who we heard today, is going to be debuting his own podcast.
Oh!
Barry.
Not true.
What were you going to call it, Barry?
Blanderson Hooper 360 or the Blanderson Hooper podcast.
Could you imagine? I think that could be good. Do a spin-off podcast, Blandy.
You think?
Yeah.
Just a short
I'll show you how
one?
To do it. Can go on Believe. We'll get it on Believe. You do your own like spin-off and you just say whatever's on your mind at whatever time of day.
Yeah, okay. Little commentary on NBA news.
All right, so let's do this.
How long is the news tonight?
There's a couple of things here. It's, you know, it all depends on really whether we get sidetracked here. I want to start off by discussing something that we haven't.
Oh, wait, I got an idea for this news segment. Okay. You know how we always like to spice up the news segments. Okay. So you know those guys in like rap songs where you got like the main rapper, but then you got like the guy in the background just like repeats a word? Murder, whenever you feel like it, if there's something you
want
to accent,
you want Murder Jim
Blandy says.
You want Murder Jim to be Blandy's hype man?
Yeah, be Blandy's hype man.
All right, I got it.
Listen,
don't
okay,
overdo
here.
It.
Hold on. Hold the fuck up.
I got a lot of restraint.
This sounds like we're not going to force Murder Jim to be his hype man. Why don't you be either his hype man or his heckle?
No, okay. Why would you heckle me?
No, I'm not going to heckle.
You won't?
I know I just, you know, I know
do you
I just
like
met.
The, Murder Jim, do you get through
you
the news segment?
Isn't
do
that
get
enough?
Through, do you get Listen. Through the news segment in the podcast?
It's enough that you
of
heckle
Of course
me.
I do.
You do?
I do. But I've been a live performer for like a lot of years, so like I know heckles, fuck hecklers, man.
Yeah, okay, then be his hype man. I just wanted to give you the options. You can go either way.
I do, I appreciate that.
All right, so let's start off with just talking about something that's team-related that we haven't actually acknowledged at any point in time. Brendan Brown was recently announced that he was fired by MSG Networks.
He announced
it! He's no longer on the radio call.
He got fired!
He'd been doing the call for 10 years after replacing John Andrews.
He probably sucked!
And I guess Ian Begley was no Stefan.
Not even paying attention to anything Blandy's saying right now.
Stefan Bondi.
Anyone else?
Was the first one to report it because they didn't say anything about it. If you
way to go, Bondi.
If you listen on the Knicks radio games, it's been a lot of John Wallace.
Nobody listens to that.
But they got rid of him and didn't tell anybody until somebody looked into it. Until Bondi looked into it, apparently
I think he's dead. Fired. Somebody call his family, checking in on his room.
After allegations of verbal harassment. I guess the PR department got some complaints about him harassing people.
Who is this new story about?
Brandon Brown. He's alongside Evan Cohen on the radio.
Yeah, no, not anymore.
Was,
he's not.
Was.
So,
yeah. He got fired.
Oh, right. And I haven't painted. And then McNutt's on there.
Yeah, she's been on there. John Wallace has been on
there. Love McNutt!
It says MSG Networks and Brendan Brown have decided to part company for the remainder of the season. Various personalities, including former Nick John Wallace, will serve as the Knicks radio analyst on the MSG radio network.
So we don't know what happened?
We just know that apparently, I guess, there were complaints about harassment, and they looked into them, and I guess they were serious enough that they fired him. After
That's my baby, Rebecca.
Unceremoniously after 10 years, and then didn't say anything about it.
Oh, no, Barry. And John Wallace, though?
They said nothing about it.
John Wallace is going to be the replacement?
Yeah, he's been on a lot. He's not bad. He's not bad.
I haven't heard
him. He's got good
anybody listen to the radio anymore?
Why not? What do you mean? Of course.
If I'm stuck in the car.
Why wouldn't you?
I did. I mean, I did. Did I tell you I listened to the two Raptor games? Both in the car.
I never liked Brendan Brown, though.
Hubie Brown's son.
Evan Cohen, I like. He's a pro. Is it Hubie Brown's son? The sound of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Hubie's, I mean, come on. Yeah. In the painted area.
Yeah, that's the only
he's a
that's the only reason that Brendan's got a job, though.
That's
or had
true.
A job.
We need to fight back against nepotism.
Miles Turner signed a 2-year contract extension with the Pacers for $60 million.
Fuck the Pacers!
That takes him off of, I guess, the trade block.
A lot of dough.
I was surprised by that.
Yeah, and it says they'll pay him an additional amount this season to help spread out the money over for salary cap purposes.
Yeah, he's always on. It seems like he's always in trade rumors
I know.
Every year.
So not anymore.
I guess now they've committed. They announced the All-Star starters. For the East, you've got Giannis, Durant, Tatum, Mitchell. And let me just say, actually, this is not necessarily how it's going to be. And Kyrie Irving, Donovan Mitchell, and then you got LeBron, Jokic, Williamson, Steph Curry, and Luka Doncic. But Giannis and LeBron are the captains. But rather than pick the teams 2 weeks ahead of time, they're actually going to do it the day of, an hour or two before actually the game starts.
I'm fine with that.
A used jersey from LeBron's Game 7 against the Spurs in 2013 recently sold at Sotheby's for $3.7 million.
Oh, my God.
Highest selling game worn.
This is one of those stories that we've had like 10 times, Craig.
LeBron James jersey to date.
It's always a different jersey.
Why do we care about this?
I don't know.
I guess I just let you know where the... I don't know what it, I don't know why we care, actually.
Why do we care?
What am I going to say? You know, like Bobby Portis sprained his MCL? Who gives a shit about that?
Can't you? I'd rather talk. You're not going to talk about LeBron crying on the court
for
5 minutes?
Okay, good. I've got the whole Pat Bev LeBron Celtics game from last night. So, if you were watching that game.
This was the babiest thing I've ever seen on a basketball
game. The Celtics game against the Lakers was very, very much like the Knicks game with the Celtics. With the Celtics at home, trailing for most of the game, coming back, tying it, going to OT. But LeBron went up for a layup, at the buzzer. Tatum hit his arm. They didn't call anything, and LeBron went nuts.
Bathroom break for Murder Jim.
He was screaming and shouting. And then the weirdest thing happened. While they were waiting for overtime to start, Patrick Beverley took a digital camera out to the ref
to show him
a picture. And he ended up getting teed up. So I don't know if you were watching
Nikon.
Live. Because I was. Jason Tatum got a foul shot. So literally before the jump ball even started overtime, the Celtics were ahead, 116, I think, 115. Have you ever seen that where one team was beating the other before overtime even started?
No.
This was the weirdest freaking thing. The refs union, though, did come out today and say that the call was blown, and the NBA in their 2-minute report said that the call was blown.
This is like a whole recap of the game here.
It's like, give me a
play by play.
Okay, he's gotten plenty of calls in his career. Okay, the team sucks.
Well, that doesn't make it right.
I'm just
saying. You're just a LeBron hater is what you are.
He's gotten plenty of calls during his 19 seasons.
So he's not allowed to be pissed off?
Some people thought he traveled there.
I mean, come on.
Do you see that? See,
I'm just saying, if one thing goes against him, Barry, with all the things that have gone for him.
You don't get that. You don't get that. If LeBron fouled someone at the end of a game like that, it's like he would say, you know, you don't get that call at the end of the game. It's hard to get that call at the end of the game.
They're going to give him a foul call?
Yeah, most
of
the time the guys are fouled and they don't call it.
Right. No, I know. We just saw it with RJ.
Yeah.
Last week.
Speaking of LeBron, he was elected to his 19th were selected for his 19th All-Star game, which ties Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for most ever. And then last thing here, just about KD, because why miss a shot, taking a shot at KD? I guess Shaq. Did you see when Shaq called Julius Randle Randolph the other day?
Yeah, what a Shaq
is not. Listen, I get that he's Shaq, but I guess they were talking on TNT the other day about Rui Hachimura being acquired by the Lakers, and Shaq admitted he had no clue who Hachimura was. He said, "If you're not, if you ain't a top 10 player, I don't know who you are. I'm not watching the Bullets or the Wizards." Which, good job. Good job. So then KD called him out saying Shaq doesn't know ball, and then Shaq tweeted this out as a response. "I don't know ball, but I know how to brush my hair or decide to cut it when I was going bald."
I know, I saw that.
Love
that was
always
cold.
The bus driver.
I mean, you're going to make fun of his bald spot? That's fucked up, dude. It is embarrassing, though. Wear a fucking hat. Like, shave your head, KD. Enough already.
But that's the way the basketball wants us.
All right. That's going to do for today's show.
That may have been the best news piece ever. I really enjoyed that.
Really?
Well, that's because he missed half.
Because of the hype, man.
I did have to pee. I'm so sorry.
Did you get up to pee?
No, really, what are you talking about? I've been here the whole time.
Hold, you really had to go pee in the middle of the show. You couldn't.
In the middle of
many of these shows, guys? Have we ever had to get up and pee during it?
I'm new.
You always know when we're going to be done. Show,
he's been drinking that 16-ounce Bud.
I know. Oh, yeah. It just goes right through you. It really does.
Oh, man. All right. You can follow me at Harness Life. That never gets me any followers. I don't know why I do that every fucking show. Barry, do you want to do your handle?
No, but we should plug Murder Jim.
I'm getting to Murder Jim. Blandy, you want yours? Blandy,
you
had
plug
a huge
my TikTok.
Huge TikTok this
That's
week.
Right.
Oh.
How many likes did that get? This was Blandy's biggest TikTok.
I can tell you as of
ever.
Right now, it's at 6,572 likes.
With how many comments amazing. Under that TikTok?
413.
Holy shit!
So, and yeah, you want to know if you want to see this video of Blandy fucking that crumb cake? That got all these likes.
That's not what it was.
Go to Blandy's TikTok. No. What is your TikTok?
Blandy Hooper. Blandy Hooper.
It's that easy.
Yeah, it's that easy.
And Murder Jim.
Yeah.
Murder Jim's here. Do you want to sing a song? Do you have any final words?
Do you want to tell people where they can find you? You can find me anywhere. Murder Jim is... I've got 8 albums on all your streaming services. Murder Jim Quimby. Google search it. They'll all come up.
Nice.
YouTube videos. Tons of garbage.
What kind of music is this?
Shitty. I think that was the best thing. That's the most accurate description I've heard.
Yeah. No, don't sell yourself short.
It's cool. I don't know. It's like lo-fi. It's like lo-fi indie rock. Sometimes it's a little Americani, but I'm all over the place, man. You have a lot of freedom when you put out music and you have 9 Spotify followers, you know. You have a lot of freedom.
Do you guys know what Americani means?
No.
It means Americana-ish.
I still don't know.
It's like a fucking acoustic guitars and shit.
Okay, so why don't you fucking say that?
What is that, like Johnny Cash? Cash? What is that?
No, there's some influence. There's some parts of that. But then there's very much, mostly it's just lo-fi indie with the weird distorted vocals. And basically, I've got a new album coming out soon. It's going to be called Elevator. And it's sort of for people who are struggling with mental health. People who are fucking feeling sad and shitty. And you know what? You're gonna feel like, hey, maybe you're not alone. Maybe other people might feel sad and shitty. And maybe I wrote a few songs about it.
Where do we get that?
Everywhere.
Because, you know, Craig, elevators go up. They go down.
Exactly.
They go up and down. People have ups and downs.
See? You get me. Nice you job, get me. Barry fucking gets me.
Sometimes
man.
You feel like you're trapped.
Barry
and you just can't
gets
get
me.
Out, you know.
Barry
you gotta,
gets me.
There's blue skies behind that cloud, right?
That of right? course.
That's that actually the name of his second track.
It's the second track.
Blue
so skies,
blue skies.
That cloud. No, but I'm all. But just Murder Jim Quimby. I'm on all the streaming services. I've got a bullshit. I've got a t-shirt. Like you can get this t-shirt at coolquimby.com. If anybody's interested.
Oh, you get t-shirts like that. You printed that t-shirt? I'm not sure. Yeah, it's from my t-shirt company.
No wonder I never heard the fucking quote. It's not a famous quote, guys.
It actually is a famous quote.
Get the fuck out.
What is it again?
It's a famous quote.
I'm pretty familiar with the famous rants out there that people have had when they didn't know the camera was rolling or the tape was going.
Do a little work, do a little research, and then we'll check back.
Check out.
Neil Diamond's a great guy.
Check out Murder Jim's work.
He is a great guy.
The dogs love him.
And thank you so much for this.
I want to hear the singing because, you know.
For real, thank you guys so much.
That voice is like a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
Is that, have you been like that? Your voice is like an elevator, right?
Is that like,
I have two questions, I guess. Do you sing like that?
Do I sing like an elevator?
Yeah, you're like, you go up and down, yeah, like an elevator. Like the way you speak. You sing like how you speak.
Oh, because I'm like, rhythm. I'm like, oh, be top, and then I'm like,
Is that the style?
No, not necessarily. But it's just, every record I make is fucking different, and so it's hard to narrow down as a style.
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out.
Check it out. Give me a follow, and maybe I'll crack double-digit Spotify followers after this airs.
I'll do that right now.
But I've got a new album coming out really soon.
And what's the artist name?
It's Murder Jim Quimby.
Did we establish that? And I'm just not listening?
You've missed a couple of things, Greg. You told us where to find it, and you asked where we could find it. You told us what it was, what he's called, and you asked what it was called. So,
yeah, thank you, thank you, appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, Murder Jim, what's the upcoming Nick schedule? You want to give it to us?
I happen to have it right here.
Oh,
prepared.
I do. I'm going to take my glasses off, though. So the next game is going to be January 31st against against America's favorite team that sucks, the Los Angeles Lakers. Everyone likes to talk about them even though they don't win. But when the Knicks don't win, we won't get into that. And then February 2nd, we're playing the Miami Heat in Miami. Of course, they are bitter rivals, but I don't know if it's that bitter anymore. It's kind of soft now, but I still hate them. I'll never forgive Pat Riley. And then Saturday, February 4th, we play the New Jersey Nets of California. The LA Clippers.
I see what you did there.
And then after that, we play the Philadelphia 76ers, which I don't really have anything bad to say about them. I don't hate them. I don't love them. I don't know. I don't care.
The bad thing for the Knicks is it's 4 home games in a row. Which for most teams, that would be.
I know.
All right, guys. Well, Murder Jim, thanks for coming.
Yeah, anytime, man. Anytime you need me, I'm around.
All right.
You need a phone number, Craig?
You want to? We can. I just figured,
I just thought you would ask Barry to, because I did a little something for you.
Oh, he did something for me.
Oh.
Hey, Barry, what's the phone number?
So, guys, remember, if you want to reach out to us, 516-33-MESH-1. That's 516-336-3741.
There you go.
All right, guys, until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
Oh, be topping.
Oh, my God, he read my mind.
All of our minds.
Tickled my itch.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.